Mary Mazzio, an award-winning documentary film director, Olympian, and former law firm partner, also the founder and CEO of 50 Eggs, Inc., an independent film production company. Her most recent film is called Underwater Dreams. Thank you so much for time to speak with us, Mary.
Oh, David, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what kind of films 50 Eggs, Inc. produces?
I can. We primarily focus on documentary films, but those that telling stories or chronicling events mm-hmm. where a film might be able to have some social impact.
Okay. Can you talk about your most recent film, Underwater Dreams?
Yeah, so Underwater Dreams tells the story of four high school boys from the middle of the desert, Phoenix, Arizona, mm-hmm. who built an underwater robot made out of sticks and PVC and duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
And they were high school boys. They hauled across the country in a beat-up van mm-hmm. To compete in a sophisticated underwater robotics competition where... mind-boggling as it was, they ended up defeating all of the college teams. Mind you, these are high school boys,
yeah.
including MIT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw this film at the National Council de la Raza in L.A. A couple of months ago, and I feel that everybody that was inside that small theater that day, they felt touched by like the loving story and the funny characters. So it was like really, really exciting to see them like there answer some of the questions. Was this their first time doing that for the film?
No. So the four young men in the film and the teachers have been traveling
mm-hmm.
With the film.
Yeah.
And so we had done a series of events leading up to the NCLR convention.
Uh-huh.
So we opened Clinton Global in Denver in June.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar Vasquez was there, and the panel consisted of, like, Chelsea Clinton moderated. I was on the panel. The CEO of Western Union was on the panel. Oscar and then Kumar Garg from the White House. So that was kind of an interesting opportunity. And then we then went to Aspen Ideas, where Angelica Hernandez came and spoke around the film. So each event has been different kids. We had a Washington, D.C. screening where Lorenzo came and spoke with Freddie Large Vardy. And so that was not the first time that that the kids had shown up to speak, but it certainly was a really powerful event, right? It was. I was like the hair on my arms kind of stood up, right, seeing that reaction.
Yeah.
And David, mm-hmm. we saw a similar reaction when we screened for the LULAC convention. And right here you have young student activists, young student leaders, all primarily Hispanic, that came together to watch the film, and the questions and issues that they raised were just amazing.
Yeah, people just kept coming like at you guys with the questions. Everybody was really into the film. The characters were so like loving. Everybody just loved them. Like, it just made everyone laugh, and some cried during the film.
You know, and I think that's the key is, you know, you can only tell the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you know, then an issue has a face and a real story affiliated with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's really how you change minds. And in this case, these four young men came over undocumented, mm-hmm. right? And yet they were able to defeat MIT. I mean, what does that say about the caliber and of talent
mm-hmm.
that this country can take advantage of that we often overlook, right, as a country and as a nation?
That's like the true underdog story right there.
Totally. And it's not even, I mean, the fact that they were undocumented is one piece of it, but
mm-hmm.
the other piece is, you know, they come from a Title I school with very few resources, right? They're fighting extraordinary poverty. And, you know, the Hispanic population is growing dramatically. I mean, it is a demographic seismic shift that's happening, right? And the Hispanic demographic will constitute, I think it's going to be 33%
wow.
of all Americans by 2050,
oh
right?
My.
So, and the achievement gap for Hispanic students is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if we don't focus on educating this demographic, right? Here you have extraordinary talent, extraordinary ability that is just going wasted. In order to keep the country fueled and moving forward, it's an imperative. We have to educate kids like this.
Yeah, right? That's completely true.
And these kids are unbelievably capable and aspirational, right?
Right.
And their starting line is further back, right, than, let's say, an affluent kid from Darien, Connecticut, right? a white affluent kid from Darien, Connecticut. But the reality is these kids are lining up, and they're ready and willing and able to go. All they need is just, like, a little bit of opportunity, right? Just a little bit of water, mm-hmm. and boom, they're going to flourish.
Throughout the film, you tell the story of these kids, but it was really interesting that you decided to include the teachers as much as them. Like, why was that?
Well, I thought the teachers, I thought it was important to capture their story. So, first of all, one of the teachers was an Iranian immigrant, mm-hmm. right? So he had that same feeling of being disenfranchised, right? He went through issues during the Iranian hostage crisis so it's where he was beat up, he was discriminated against because of what he looked like, right? People made certain mm-hmm. assumptions. And I thought that to tell the story of both of the teachers, just given their extraordinary dedication, like teachers like this can profoundly, we all know this, right? A really good teacher can profoundly change the destiny of a young person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do it, right? Like, how do you engage kids, and how do you make learning relevant? And so we included the teachers largely because they inspired these kids, right? And a number of people have said, oh, it's easy to tell a story about four geniuses, right? These boys were not geniuses. They are like every kid in America,
mm-hmm.
right?
They just need a chance.
Exactly. They just need a chance.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Hispanic Heritage Awards last week.
Oh, really?
And the young men had their acceptance speech, and mm-hmm. Kristen Arcega got up to the microphone, and he said, you know, we accept this award, but not for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're accepting it, basically, on behalf of those who need a dream.
See, that's,
and need a chance.
That's great. I feel like they're great role models for anybody that watches the film, anybody that, like, that is in their position, that can relate, or not even relate, that just, like, wants to be informed that, hey, like, there's people out there that want a chance, too, but you have to give it to them.
Exactly. And, you know, the more time I spend with these guys, like, the more time I'm blown away by how funny and smart and inquisitive and thoughtful and how they relate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's a cultural piece, but of course they're going to, you know, tease and bust on each other. But, but you know, Oscar turned mm-hmm. to Christian and said, you know, Christian, all you have to do, you're so smart, all you have to do, just focus. Focus and commit to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many kids have that kind of, now, these young men are now 25, 26, but still, they display extraordinary aptitude mm-hmm. and wisdom for their young age. And again, they are not unique, meaning that there are millions of kids mm-hmm. that are bright and able and motivated, right?
That's right.
All throughout this country that just need a chance.
That's right. I've read that the film is used to promote and inspire, like, the next generation of Hispanic students to engineering. Was this one of the outcomes you hoped to happen while making the film?
I did, although the bigger picture is, honestly, I had hoped. So a lot of people talk about opportunity in America,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think the secret is there are many pockets and zip codes in this country where opportunity is not apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it. Kids can't see it. And so this notion that a kid can pull him or herself up by the bootstraps when, let's say, there's extraordinary poverty or your parents may be incapacitated by drugs or they have to work four jobs, right? Or any one of a number of things. You're hungry. There's not enough food to eat, right? So all of these factors, I think, how can you possibly say to a kid, oh, pull yourself up by the bootstraps? Of course there's opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That child may not have role models in the community, mm-hmm. right? that demonstrate that opportunity can exist, and I think that's the trick. And if we can shine a spotlight on these four young men and the two teachers and really amplify what they did so that other kids in other neighborhoods can see it and they can look at the screen and say, oh, yeah, that's my story. Right?
That's right.
I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got into fights. I had no money. Whatever the story is,
mm-hmm.
but look what these guys did. Something else is possible, right? Like the destiny that I might have thought for myself, it can be different. And so, honestly, from a kind of a 20,000-foot view, my goal was if one kid sees this film and thinks differently about their future, maybe stays in school, right, doesn't drop out, doesn't become incarcerated, doesn't enter a life of crime, boom, we've won.
All right, this was Mary Mazzio. She's an award-winning documentary filmmaker and founder and CEO of 50 Eggs, Inc. Her newest film is called Underwater Dreams. Mary, thank you so much for talking with me.
David, thank you so much. And if any of your listeners want to learn more, we have mm-hmm. a website. It's underwaterdreamsfilm.com. And let me also share that for the next month,
mm-hmm.
if you can bring 100 kids to the theater, at least 100 kids, you can go to our website, underwaterdreamsfilm.com, and apply for a free screening. And if you can bring 100 kids, your kids can go see Underwater Dreams at their local AMC theater, right, at their local multiplex, free of charge. And it's a special gift and arrangement that we have been doing with AMC theaters, and it's just, it's really a remarkable opportunity. So anybody can go see this on the big screen if they can bring at least 100 students to the theater.
We're going to put the link on the website. Again, thank you, Mary, so much.
All right, David, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye now.